So we're doing the holy letter of the Rebbe, 1065. This is dated on the 24th day of Sivan, in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, Baruch Hashem. The Rebbe is addressing this to the great genius, Reb Shalom Rifkin. And the Rebbe writes, I received your letter from the 11th day of Sivan. I was very pleased to see in it that at least partially you organized your order of study, and also that you organized with, as far as the mikveh goes, that it's very difficult to just imagine how important, you know, how great this is. And he brings down from what it says in the Shailos Utshuvos Min HaShemayim. You ever heard that? You know what Shailos Utshuvos means? Correspondence. Correspondence means questions and answers. Usually when there is responsa, it's called responsa, but this is called responsa from the heavens. This was discussion, responsa, Shailos Utshuvos Min HaShemayim. And also in the Kutta Torah, if you're Master Shal Avadato, and Rebbe says, points to other places. The Rebbe says, it is very fitting, appropriate, this that you're putting in effort, that the exceptional students of yours, they should agree, that they should go Gedolim Kaim Torah. Usually there's something which is, we say that if there's a place of Torah study, let's say it's a distant, so it's hard to leave home, but one needs to exile himself in order to go to a place of Torah. So in other words, it's worth it. One that says in the Mishnah, have a gola limkom Torah. So he was trying, I guess, to get people who are exceptional students, that they should go ahead and further their education. And the Rebbe says, if you are able to effect that they should travel to New York, then of course it's worthy of it. In order to break through the way, at least they should go to yeshiva in Chicago. And then it will certainly sort of evolve that some of them will also come to New York. Now, I'm not sure exactly. Rebbe meant to the Lubavitch yeshivas over here, or he meant to any yeshivas over here. I'm not sure, but seems like I'm not sure. Like I said many times, it would be nice to get the background on the letter just about what's going on. I'm sure if you did a little research, maybe you could, you know, you could find out, but I don't know right now. The Rebbe blesses him to fulfill his mission in the holy work with success and in a wide way and for a fitting shidduch, both physically and spiritually, very soon. This Shalom Rifkin is, I believe, now the chief rabbi in St. Louis, and it was, I guess, a youngster at the time. His father was Bel Rifkin, Dube Rifkin. Again, I'm assuming that. I mean, it doesn't say here. His name is Shalom Rifkin, and I know there's a Shalom Rifkin, so I'm putting it together. It's probably it. And his father was a great scholar also, and he was from the students back in the Lubavitch. He wrote a book also. He was there when the passing of the Rebbe Rashab, this is the father of the previous Rebbe, and he wrote a lot of about what took place there, and also halachic. He was actually the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vedas. Torah Vedas was a very religious, high level learning, but it wasn't Chabad. It was like the only real thing. I shouldn't say, I don't know the history, but in America, at the time, in the 1950s, there weren't that many upper yeshiva. Torah Vedas was one. Like, I know, even like my brother-in-law went to Torah Vedas. But what happened is, we took a lot of those students to Torah Vedas, and eventually we brought them over to Chabad. We brought them over to the Lubavitch. I'm not sure if this is what the Rebbe is talking about over here also with the Shalom Rifkin. But it's interesting. They had now a video they took from my, they're putting on tape from a lot of the people from the olden days. They're trying to preserve. So my brother was on the video over there in which they, that's my sister's husband, in which he articulates how the Rebbe took a personal interest into him from being a yeshiva bachar at the Torah Vedas, and then eventually he made his way to us. Just to remember, think that. My sister, you know, she must have gotten married when she was 18 or 19. I was all of 6 years old at the time, or when I was a kid. I remember the wedding a little bit, but not that much. But I remember my parents speaking, may they rest in peace, they're only speaking, that the Rebbe sort of recommended strongly about that shidduch, that it was a very special man, my brother-in-law. He's a real chassid, and he worked in education all of his life. He was teaching for years and years and years, you know. And, you know, he should have a speedy recovery. Now he's getting weak, he's elderly now already. So, he raised a beautiful family, all my nephews and nieces. My mother used to relate to me, my father, my mother, I think, used to tell me that my sister, she went into the Rebbe she wasn't sure if she wants to marry him or not. At that time also, you have to remember, you know, yeshiva bachers weren't looked at. Today, a lot of the women are looking only somebody who's going to sit and learn, somebody going to go on shlichus. But in those days, I think, this is just my interpretation, my commentary, they were looking at somebody who's going to make a very good living, somebody's going to bring him a good life, you know. But I'm not sure exactly what the reason was, whether she didn't like his look so much, or she had other, she was, I don't know what her problem was, you know. I mean, he's a great guy as far as I'm concerned, but she had hesitations. So she talked to the Rebbe about it. So the Rebbe, my mother used to say, the Rebbe told her, what do you think? There's going to come a man on a white horse? from the romance. But they were shocked, you know, that the Rebbe would sort of say, you think there's going to come some knight or whatever they call is going to come on a white horse and going to pick you up? Kind of thing. He says, you know, be realistic. be down to earth. And something to that effect, I remember my mother used to say,
don't be fussy, that's what he's telling.
You know, my mother used to say, listen, she used to say, if you can't get what you want, take what you could. I know. I mean, the reason I relate the stories is, you know, I'm recording this, so maybe for some years later, kids will hear about this, you know, what the Rebbe's, how the Rebbe's interest, even in such a, mundane things, talking about somebody coming down on a white horse. I mean, I'm assuming that's what the stories goes.
Yeah.